mentioned Shadow Hero and his trainer Mark Newnham's on the line. And Mark, I think everyone who was there yesterday, and I've shown Jimmy the replay this morning, gee, he's an impressive horse, Shadow Hero. And he was only second up yesterday. And as you pointed out, his coat's not quite there. There's so much improvement to come, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Second up there yesterday, he was certainly fit enough, but his appearance can improve. And I'm sure he'll get better again once he gets even out in trip.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that the language that you use, Mark, talking about Shadow Hero, hope, thought, and then was. It's a great progression, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, look, I've had a really good opinion of him, you know, for quite a while now. But, you know, they still have to get there and do it on race day. And I've been busting waiting to get him out to a decent trip that he's going to enjoy. And, you know, even in his first couple of runs, you know, his second start in a race was over a mile. And each of his races, he's been the best finisher each time. So, look, as he gets up in trip, and 1,800 yesterday and 2,000 of his next run, I think you'll see him improve again.
And the blinkers going on yesterday, you made a great comment after the race, Mark, when you said that he's a little bit like Piero in his temperament, and also when you put the blinkers on, like Piero, he turns into a superhero. And I tell you what, the way he unleashed late, he's a very talented horse. Can you see a bit of Piero, his sire, in Shadow Hero?
Oh, quite a lot, quite a lot, Ray. You know, his temperament's the same. You know, his work on the track, I think if you're working with the worst horse, he just keeps up with it. And you're working with your best horse, he just keeps up with it. That's what he's like. And that's what Piero was like. You know, he saves his best for race day, this horse. And I was a bit dirty on myself for putting Josh on him on Tuesday morning because Josh, as much as he tried to hide it, he wasn't very impressed with his work. and the horse that worked with him and had the better of him went to Kembla and only ran third yesterday. So I just told him, look, don't worry about it. That's how he is without his blinkers on, and that's how he is in his work. You know, I've ridden him quite a few times myself, and I know when you need to switch him on, he can do it. So, you know, I'm happy for him to be able to do it on race day. He doesn't have to show me at 5 a.m.
Yeah, you know what's really fascinating, and Ray and I were talking about this, excuse me, Mark, off air, and that was the distance that a Piero horse can get to. And I'm just looking at Piero, won over 1,600 metres, but of course we all remember the 1,200 metre Golden Slipper win.
And you went third in a Cox Plate.
Third in a Cox Plate. Mm. So are you surprised by that, or it's becoming a bit of a habit now, isn't it?
Not particularly. I think, you know, he would have run any trip you would have trained him for, Piero. And he had quite a stout female pedigree.
Right.
So I'm not surprised, but, you know, he's getting horses at all distances. You know, he's got Pirata, he's got a Acadia Queen, he's got a staying 3-year-old like this horse. He's a great stallion, and, you know, to actually have a really good, you know, one of his very best offspring coming through. You know, I'm excited about it. I had a lot to do with Piero, and, you know, I was pleased for Greg and Donna Colavos, who actually bred this horse, and they race a few horses with me, and, you know, they're just as excited that they bred a horse this good.
He's a bit talent. Straight to the Spring Champion Stakes now, Mark, and you even suggested he may not run again before the Victoria Derby.
No, well, look, he's 2 weeks into the Spring Champion, and then it's 3 weeks to the Victoria Derby. He's a very clean-winded horse. I'd planned his preparation, you know, 3 months ago, and, you know, for four starts. And look, unless I really think he needs an extra run going into it, he could run in the Vase at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day. You know, I had a couple of people suggest to me that we should be running him in the Cox Plate, but I'm not sure that's what I want to do with him. He's still a young horse, and, you know, he hasn't had a lot of racing yet. And, you know, the best is ahead of him.
Yeah. Well, we love it when a plan comes together, and it looks like it's doing that for you with Shadow Hero, Mark. Congratulations on that win, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Mark Newnham, the trainer of Shadow Hero. And that's an interesting comment, isn't it, about a Cox Plate, Raymond? Let's have a look.
Not keen to go there. I guess he's such a lightly raced horse. And Although there's no dominant weight for age horse, is he?
Mystic Journey, $4.80. Velius, $5.50. Lys Grassou is at $6.50. And I don't think we can find Shadow Hero in the market, which is, as you mentioned, be highly unlikely.